loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Well, now I turn to a very special guest, and I think you'll agree, because if you know my wife, Rachel, you'll know she is a most wonderful woman, and the power behind the throne, if I could make a slight magisterial statement there. Rachel is the love of my life, someone who has always encouraged me, and so I'm really pleased that she's agreed. With no coercion, I might add, she's agreed to come on and have a little chat with us. So, hi, love, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, darling?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous about this first program. I mean, you know I talk a lot, probably too much, but it's all a new world to be doing radio. So I'm a little nervous, but we're getting there so far. But thank you for coming on board.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're so. I'm sure if we do this as something regular, you'll find even more confidence, and you'll be giving me some good directions, if not some of our listeners too. But hey, speaking of listeners, one of the first sets of questions that had been put to me, and I was just doing an interview with Paul Brennan. He was asking what it was like to be an MP and how busy life is. But there's always the flip side to the question, of course, is how does in your case, wife, and for our family, how was it being married to a now former MP?
It was always a bit of a juggle. Simon was away from Monday to Thursday night most weeks, but the plus side is that when he came back, it was always like a first date and we had to reintroduce ourselves.
So you're saying it was okay that I was away?
Yeah, there were pluses and minuses. It keeps the marriage alive.
I must admit, we did used to joke a little bit about that, but it always had that, I don't know, it was hard. I suppose it was the choice that we made, isn't it? I mean, that was one of the big things too. We talked about this, even though we met once I was in Parliament, it was still an important part of our life, was discussing whether this is what we should do together.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was always a juggle. When we'd go out locally, because obviously Simon lived, we lived in our electorate. Every time he went out, everyone was talking to him, but that's just Simon's personality. So we would get a short errand to pick up bread would turn into an hour talking to at least five or six different constituents. But all good fun.
Was a few times, of course, that you walked off, not stormed off, but yeah, we'd be walking. We often would walk Tamaki Drive, and it should take us, you know, half an hour or so to walk to Mission Bay and back, but we could literally be hours. So there's a few times there you just said, I'm out of here, I've got to get back home.
Yeah, I've got to go home and sort out some things. A lot of you won't know, I'm a school teacher, and school teachers have got work to do all the time. So I've got to get back to doing reports or whatever it is.
I must admit, I don't know how you do it at times, quite honestly. I mean, there's a stereotype about teachers, but actually when you look at it, you're teaching all day, and I just think of the hours and hours you're doing. I mean, what is most of the stuff you're doing in the evening, just so people get a bit of an understanding?
Do marking, planning. Right now it's reports, figuring out your timetable, what you're going to teach, just a bit of communication with parents. You're kind of reflecting on various students and what their needs are and what you can do to help their learning. Yeah, that sort of thing. There's always paperwork to do, always paperwork.
Yeah, I think that's something we can all relate to. I suppose one of the reasons I'm enjoying doing radio and podcasting now, it's a lot more talking. But I'm putting you on the spot, but you've been quite encouraging for me to get into this area, eh?
Oh, absolutely. That's the part of politics that you love. You love communicating, social media, podcasts, writing, all that sort of thing. So it's just really a dream job. It's using it all is. Your skills and everything you love.
Probably love talking too much, eh? We are live on air, but you can probably confirm I like talking probably a little bit too much.
You do like talking a lot, and I declare I'm an introvert, so it is good that you talk to other people than just me sometimes.
I've learned actually, particularly when you come home from school. So the last few months post-politics have been taking some time out. Life's been busy, for those who are listening, life's been busy at home, but you can imagine I've been at home by myself gardening, renovating, and when Rachel comes home from school, I come running down to chat. And what is it that you actually want, love?
Definitely peace and quiet, because when I've been at school, and I am an introvert, I've been talking nonstop the entire day to students, explaining things, and the only need I have is for quiet.
Yeah. I'm learning.
It's good you're on radio now, so you can get some of your words out.
That's right. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm tempted to make this a regular slot, actually. You've got quite a bit to share, but look, we'll talk about that obviously over the coming days and weeks. But can I encourage our listeners, as Rachel's saying, I love to talk, so make sure you're in touch with me. Let me know what's on your mind, and can I put the challenge out there, and Rachel's still on the line, but if you want to know things from her other than her credit card details, send her messages as well. But thanks for coming on, love. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Till next time.
Yeah, we'll see you a bit later. Yeah. See you, love. Bye.
Bye.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.